0 second. Pause recording.
Hello, folks. Oh, do excuse me. Sorry about that. Goodness me. I thought I'd do a more positive boo than my last one. First of all, I'd like to thank the people who have been in touch with me regarding that post. I will get in touch with you personally, probably at some point tomorrow now, but yeah, thank you very much indeed. Anyway, I want to recount a really odd experience I had on the weekend in Wales. It was really, really weird. For anyone that doesn't know, I am very much into the paranormal, and something really odd happened to me on Saturday during my cousin's wedding. Right. I was sat on the end of a pew because I had Kate with me and she was lying by my feet. And my mum was sat to my left. And there were people in front of me, obviously, people behind me. And the service began. And the Reverend, who I've known for years, I don't very often see him, but I've known he's been around for years and years, bless him, he's lovely. He sort of has a bit of a joke in his services, and he makes it real, I suppose. He doesn't, it's not all readings, he does sort of talk just about normal stuff. And I can't even remember what he said, or what context it was in, but at one point he said, he was saying something about C.S. Lewis, for some reason, I can't remember why. But he said, has anyone ever read the Narnia books or seen the films? And a couple of people muttered, and I sort of said, yes. Not very loudly, because I thought, I don't want to make a spectacle of myself and shout out, I have, in the middle of a church. Anyway, I suddenly felt my mum grab my wrist and shove my hand into the air. And I kind of went, oh! And I could hear a couple of people laughing. And the Reverend sort of stopped what he was saying and sort of chuckled. And then my mum sort of pulled it down. And I was like, oh my God. And I thought, man, really? Did you have to do that? Anyway, I thought no more of it. And on Sunday, we were on our way back. My mum and Mark were bringing me back home in the car. Mark suddenly said to me, Sam, why did you put your hand up in church yesterday? And I said, I bloody didn't. I said, that was our mum. She said, what? I said, it was. I said, when he said about Narnia, I said, yes. I said, and you grabbed hold of my hand. She said, Sam, I did not. I said, you did? She said, Sam, I swear on your life, I didn't. She said, Sam, I was looking the other way. She said, I looked back around and your hand was in the air. She said, I thought, what's she doing? She said, so I grabbed it and pulled it back down. She said, but I wouldn't have done that. And I said, well, I did think that at the time. I said, I thought, God, that's not like you. I said, I nearly said, oh, ma'am, really? Did you have to draw attention to me in the church? She said, Sam, I swear to God, love. She said, it wasn't me. I said, well, somebody bloody did. And Mark said, wouldn't have been your father, would it? And my mum said, well, no, her father was sat in front of her. And he said, it would have been somebody behind you. I said, well, they couldn't really reach over the back of the pew. I said, no, it felt like somebody right by the side of me. And Mark said, would that have been something, because basically my granddad and my uncle have passed away 2 years ago. And he said, would that have been something Tony, my uncle, or Jeff, my granddad, would have done, Car? And she said, our bloody dad, probably. And I said, well, I'm blaming him. I said, it was his fault then. But it was a really, really odd... Well, it didn't seem odd at the time because I thought my mum had done it. But when she told me she didn't, I said, well, that is really strange. I said, because I swear to God. I said, I wouldn't have just put my hand up. I said, I'd said yes. I said, that was enough. I said, I'd never just put my hand up or something like that. And she said, well, I can assure you, Sam, she said, it wasn't me. I said, oh, how strange. Oh, it was quite freaky, actually. So, yeah, I just thought I'd share it. Very odd. Very, very odd indeed. It's very late and I haven't gone to sleep yet. I'm engrossed in a new book and I suppose I better try and get some sleep. Yeah, I'm yawning, but I don't feel tired particularly. Anyway, folks, I will leave you to think on that. And I'll speak to you soon.